Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
It's time for Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
On now.
Here's your host, Melanie Cole.
What is the state of America's health? And you know, every year we do with the American College of Sports Medicine, the ACSM American Fitness Index, which rates the fitness level based on the amount of money that they put in to each state or each town, each community, whatever it is that they've rated, based on parks and sidewalks and school and availability of good food places and not food deserts and golf courses and tennis courts and local pools and all of those things. And we learned this year that Washington, D.C., surprisingly enough, and Minneapolis, Minnesota were 1 and 2 respectively. Well, now the United Health Foundation, along with the American Public Health Association, has put together their 2015 ranking of the healthiest and least healthiest states in the union. This is a little bit different than what ACSM does. These report factors, but I mean, it's still sort of similar, so I'm not quite sure the difference, because the difference in states is totally different. But this is the outcomes, such as smoking, binge drinking. I don't think ACSM does some of these. Drug deaths, obesity, physical inactivity, infant mortality, cancer, and cardiovascular deaths. I know the fitness index does have physical inactivity, obesity, cancer, and cardiovascular deaths, but this one also ties in immunizations, crime, air pollution, prevalence of people without health insurance, mental health, and other methods to come up with this nationwide ranking. So, top 10 for your health, Hawaii being number one, where they have the physical wellness by how many days out of the last 30 people reported their mental health was not good. In Hawaii, the average was about 2.7 days, not very much. Vermont being number two, it has the lowest violent crime rate in the city, and only 6% of the population is uninsured. Massachusetts, number three, topping the list of most insured states. It has 96.5% of its residents covered. That's pretty cool. And this state has the third lowest obesity rate after Colorado and Hawaii. Minnesota, while it comes in number two on ACSMs, it's number four here. It says that all told, Minnesota leads the country in positive health outcomes with the fewest poor physical health days. That's pretty cool. Now here's the 10 least healthy states, starting with number 50 is Louisiana, then Mississippi, Arkansas, West Virginia, Alabama, Oklahoma, Kentucky, Tennessee, South Carolina, and Indiana. And I'm saying these with a little accent, but we know that those southern states tend to be less insured, less vaccinated, less, they have more food deserts, more rural areas. They don't spend as much per capita on healthy things. The whole country is suffering from the obesity rate. We know that. And there's more and more cases of diabetes cropping up all the time. But some of the states have improved, like North Carolina got the most improved state. And they're making positive changes, which is raising some of these states up. More kids are getting vaccinated. Today, we're at about 71% of babies ages about 19 to 35 months are getting their immunizations, and that's up from 60% in 1996. Even with all the bad media attention about vaccinations, you know it is so important to do. We're getting slightly more active with shows like mine with the American College of Sports Medicine, telling you how you really do have to be active. Smoking, slightly less. Baby steps, smoking is down from 19% of Americans adults last year to about 18% this year. So it's a little bit of progress right there. So it's a really important, if you want to see more about this, you can go to Fox News or just Google the 10 healthiest and least healthy states in the U.S. And it's a really interesting study that covers some important things. Look and see where your state ranks and where you hold up. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening. Stay well.